The August 2nd Metropolitan Nashville election is generating tremendous community interest. Judging from the several hundred who turned out for a Meet the Candidates picnic on Vanderbilt's Olin Lawn. Of course, it couldn't hurt that grilled hot dogs, chips, and ice cream were served to the old-fashioned strains of Dixieland jazz. More than 70 candidates who were on the Metro ballot shook hands and introduced themselves to the crowd, with Michael Schoenfeld, Vice Chancellor for Public Affairs, serving as the MC.
We have tables located around the lawn here with maps and voter information and registration information, everything you need to know to be an informed, educated voter. Here is the format for today's program, because we're going to get right into it. There are 121 candidates on the Metro ballot for August 2nd, or for early voting now. 121 candidates. We are fortunate to have 73 of them here today, so you can tell we have got a lot of politicking left to go.
All seven candidates running for mayor of Nashville spoke briefly to the crowd. Steve Sword, who works in plant operations, has enjoyed several Meet the Candidates picnics.
Every year they have this set up, and it's been, ever since they've had it, it's been very good. I find out what I get out of them, so when I go to the polls vote, it gives me a chance to, you know, be fair about it. Be the best for office.
Holly Spann, a longtime community activist who is employed in pathology, wouldn't have missed the picnic for anything.
Well, I think it's the most important thing that you can do with yourself is be involved in the political process. This is going to be one of the most important elections we've ever had in this city since we implemented the Metro Charter.
Bruce Oppenheimer, professor of political science, thinks there are a large number of undecided voters still trying to make up their minds about who should be the next mayor of Nashville.
I suspect people haven't really focused on things as yet. And, you know, in the mayor's race, you have five very, very viable candidates and experienced candidates, all who have a base of support in the community. So I think it's a very unpredictable race for mayor. And events like these, I think, help voters sort things out a little bit. But I'd be hard-pressed to predict, you know, which two are going to get in the runoff, and I suspect any of them could.
The election is August 2nd, with early voting available through July 28. I'm Anne-Marie Deer-Owens, and that's Vanderbilt.